RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
You think it doesn't matter what companies put on food packaging. You know, they say that something is high in or rich in or an excellent source of, and they really all mean the same thing. So I'm going to go over some of these terms today and talk about what they mean in when you're looking at labels. And we're going to discuss a little bit about labels themselves and how to read your label and how to teach your children to read your label, to read the labels, because that's so important when we talk about nutrition and trying to eat healthy. So it's really important that you learn these things. So high and rich in an excellent source of all mean the same thing, that the product contains at least 20% of the daily value per reference amount customarily consumed, essentially the serving size of whatever it is they're boasting about. So it's high and rich in excellent source of contain at least 20% of the daily value of whatever it is. So if it's an excellent source of omega-3s, then it's at least 20% of that daily value. If the foodstuff says good source of, contains, or provides, it must have at least 10 to 19% of that daily value. Good source of, contains, or provides, must have at least 10 to 19%. Meanwhile, when labeling features the words more, fortified, enriched, added, extra, or plus, that means that each serving has at least 10% of your daily value of that specific thing. So if you see the words more, fortified, enriched, added, extra, or plus, it has at least 10% of your daily value of whatever that is. Those words are only legally allowed to be used for vitamins, minerals, proteins, dietary fiber, and potassium. So when you see more, fortified, enriched, added, extra, or plus, that only includes vitamins, minerals, proteins, dietary fiber, and potassium. So make sure you understand that. Some things are not so easily defined or categorized. The word natural, for example, has the FDA asked people recently to submit their own definitions of the word natural because it can refer to so many things. So when you're looking at what that means, natural, then you definitely want to look at what your own definition of that means and then read the ingredients. Now, you know that EWG, the Environmental Working Group, has really excellent information on labeling, but I'm going to go over some of the labeling information right here. So you want to start with the nutrition facts. Look at the serving size first, because the serving size really gives you the amount based on their particular serving size. So that's the first place you want to look. The size of the serving on the food package influences the number of calories and all the nutrient amounts listed below. So, you know, people say, oh, well, it's only got 250 calories. Well, that's per serving. So you have to look at what the serving size, if it's a cup, if it's a tablespoon, peanut butter, for example, the serving size is generally 1 or 2 tablespoons. So when you see the amount of fat that's in it, you say, oh, well, this is just 19 grams or 10 grams or whatever it is, then you have to look at that. That's only a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons. Of course, peanut butter is really good for you if it doesn't have any trans fats and if it's a good all natural with not much in it. So then when we're looking at serving size, look at it's a single serving. So then also the next thing down on the list would be calories. Now on the labeling, this is usually the next thing down and usually generally in white. Sometimes they color code these things. So you want to look at the color coding and basically usually calories is next. Then the next portion that has fat, cholesterol, and sodium, those are the ones you want to limit as much as you can. The total fat, saturated, trans fat, cholesterol, and sodium. And usually they include total carbohydrates into that list. I'm going to go over more of this as we go because I think learning labels is such a key point in learning how to eat healthy. This is Melanie Cole. Great show coming up. Stay well.